some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, some reptilian news for you. It turns out that scientists in France have determined that lizards do indeed have what?
Conscience.
They feel bad about being lizards.
No, I have a bearded dragon lizard, and every time she eats a cricket, she gets this kind of funny look on her face.
It's like, not indigestion?
Like it was, you know, it was yummy, but on the other hand...
It's a cricket-eating bear.
You're close. Well, I mean, it's sort of like now if your friend sets you up with a lizard, they can assure you that the lizard has a really nice one.
Really nice...
Say it. You know you wanna.
No, not male protuberance.
No. Particularly if the lizard were not attractive, they might assure you about the lizard's very pleasant.
I don't know. Scent? I don't know.
No. Does anybody know what I'm getting at?
Personality.
Yes, lizards have personality.
Oh, I didn't even know that was in question. I love my bearded dragon lizard.
Well, most people do not believe lizards had much of a personality. They just sit there, they eat, they do their lizard thing.
It's absolutely not true. My lizard listens to the show, and every time Roy does a poem, he says, turn it up. Full of personality.
So, you know.
Oh, I didn't know. I never suspected that they didn't.
Well,
who said they didn't?
Most people have thought that they were pretty much all alike, but herpetologists...
No.
Have discovered that lizards actually have distinct personality types, variations within lizards.
Huh.
So they determine that some lizards are naturally warm and bubbly. They like to hang out with their friends. Mm-hmm. Other lizards are quiet loners who keep to themselves.
Well, what lunatic didn't think that was true? Why do you think there was only one Godzilla?
Most of us, I actually think, I personally was not surprised that lizards have moods because I've been watching Robert Novak for years and, you know...
I had a lizard in my apartment once.
Don't brag.
No, it was supposed to be a monitor lizard because I read it was a monitor lizard.
Yeah,
I
kept watching you.
There was a certain kind of. He stood out in the hall. Yeah,
with a clipboard.
Yeah, and a little.
It was supposed to be a gecko. I read somewhere that if you put a gecko in your apartment, they will eat your cockroaches. But they didn't have a gecko. So I got this monitor lizard, and it lived in my apartment, and every now and then somebody would say, what in the fuck? But it wouldn't eat lizards. I mean, it wouldn't eat cockroaches. It was a sad thing. It died.
Yep.
You didn't feed it? You just put it down the floor?
I gave it peanut butter and things. It wouldn't eat that. It wouldn't eat peanut butter or cockroaches. So what? What was I going to do?
Did your
put
lizard...
cockroaches on the peanut butter on the cockroaches.
No wonder your lizard had personality issues.
Roy went further. Not only does it have personality, it has a personality disorder.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. He just... Yeah.
Roy, just in time for Christmas, Mattel has introduced a new pet for Barbie. It's a Labrador retriever. It's named Tanner. And one of the accessories that comes with Tanner is what?
Oh, this is probably some kind of poop joke, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So a poop scooper.
A pooper scooper, in fact.
I just didn't know.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about the pooper scooper. Barbie actually has to use it because unlike other pets in Barbie's past, Tanner follows through, if you will.
Oh, no.
And not since the failed launch of Incontinent Ken in 1985 have we seen a toy with a functional digestive tract. It's exciting. Here's how it works. You feed Tanner a little biscuit, and then you press down on his tail, and it's like, oh, Tanner, not in the dream house.
Well, that's nice.
Isn't the whole point of childhood that you can escape that sort of thing?
Poop?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I had a Jehovah's Witness one time. It can't, you know, made the mistake of showing me the pamphlet. And on the cover of it was all these animals sitting down with human beings, you know, lions and tigers and giraffes and you know, it was like a peaceable kingdom. And my friend is a Jehovah's Witness. She said to me, this is what it's going to be like. And I got to tell you something. I got 11 cats, a big stupid dog, a bearded dragon lizard, a bunny, and one ant left from my ant farm. And I clean up disgusting substances all day long. Mm. So when I saw this picture, I thought, you know, yeah, and who's going to have to clean the waste products? Even if I believed that this is what was going to happen, I don't want any part of it.
Wow.
It's not a happy future, is it?